Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So Sports Junkies, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Toby Altizer, Doc Walker in for the guys today on January 2nd. Commanders will wrap up their season on Sunday. And all God's people said, amen, thank you. Finally.
Promise.
It's about time. Yeah. Could have this been about 7-8 weeks ago? Hallelujah. Final game on Sunday.
Yeah.
What are you watching for in the game? 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. I got some things that you can watch for. Doc, we talked about this the other day. I think the number one thing I'll be watching for, because there's some individual players, there's some milestone things to keep an eye out for. Eagles are going to be playing some of their backups. I want to see this team play with some pride. I know some people are worried about the draft position. I understand that. I'm not necessarily saying I'm worried if they're going to win or not, but I need to see this team play with some pride. I need to see them go out there and play like it matters, because there are some guys that are playing for opportunities for next year. There are some guys that are playing for increased reps going into next season, and you're playing against backups on the other side.
And first of all, a championship team's backups might be best starters, and their starters are better than your starters. I want to see who wants to be here next year and not eliminate it. Because if there's no consequences for this failure, then I'm going to throw my hands up in the air. This is not a freebie. This is Pro Bowl. You've been paid. Nobody's rejected their checks. So this is a disgrace in terms of what I expected. So there's got to be some fallout. I better see some people out there playing for the opportunity to get invited to come back. That's my attitude.
Yeah, I want to see what these guys come out with, the energy, the care. Because it does matter. Like you said, I mean, you're getting a paycheck.
You get a check. Yeah, you get a check. Every check. Nobody turned it back.
And I want to see these guys go out there and play their hardest. And look, results, whatever. You know, I'm not in the camp that I need to see them lose. I don't really care. They're kind of locked into the 4-7 range. To me, it really doesn't matter.
It really does matter.
So, yeah. You know, they win, great. They lose, whatever. I'm not that worried about it. But I do think coming out and seeing, especially too, I don't think Dan Quinn's on the hot seat, even if he should be. But I think this sort of a game tells you a lot about how much say or how much pull and how much weight his voice carries in a locker room. I think seeing the effort, and they haven't quit, to their credit. They haven't quit
not
down
once.
The stretch.
Not once.
So I'm not questioning whether they believe in him or not. But you get one more opportunity to show me that your voice still carries some weight in there.
But he's also proving you pick these people, so either you do not know how to train people to get them ready to perform. It got to be some consequences. You can't say, well, yeah, they played hard. They're paid to play hard. They're also paid to play well. And if they don't play well and don't do their jobs worth a damn, who's held responsible for it?
Yeah.
I don't believe that this is automatic run back. I don't buy that at all. You can't go from the top to the bottom.
Well, here's
and not
the
have me scratch my head to go, well, wait a minute. What's to stop this from being the bottom again?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, Doc. I just don't think that they're going to. I think they should have a real discussion about whether.
I think everybody should be reevaluated.
100%.
Yeah, everybody.
Because if they lose on Sunday, that's 11 of 12.
Yeah.
I'd said, you know, 12 straight. You have to consider, what's the difference between 11 of 12 losing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, I'm right? with you. I mean, I'm with you.
So to me, they have to, I would hope that they would reconsider things, but I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to. Defensive coordinator will make a change, but I don't think that they're going to make a change at head coach or anything. I don't think they'll even vouch him for in week 18, 800-636-1067. Assuming that we get what you want and they actually run the football, I want to see how the running backs do. You know, Bill Kroski-Merritt, I really like what he can do. I want to see another performance. How does he follow up what he did on Christmas? And Chris Rodriguez, what are those guys able to do? Because I think they could be the future of their running back position here, depending upon what they do in the offseason. But I think Bill's definitely going to have a role. Is Chris Rodriguez going to be back and have a role with this team next year?
Oh, you think they're going to run the ball?
Well, I'm hoping.
Why would you hope? Why would you think?
One, I'm hoping they get the game over as quickly as possible.
Okay, yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's
Let's
true.
Just go home.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I guess it doesn't matter for us. We're talking about the game afterwards, but let's get the game over with.
Yeah.
But run the football, please.
We say that, and we smile when we say it, because I don't believe it's going to change.
No.
At all. And so that's why I can't wait to get to the offseason. Because I think you're already I can almost determine your fate on next year based on what you do now. Because I think a lot of people think that they're going to bounce back just because.
Yeah.
Well, no, you never thought they'd be this bad based on how good they were. So I think you've lost that. That's not on the table with me. I believe what my eyes tell me. And you're just not very good right now. So are you all hanging on one guy, five? He doesn't change your defense. He may give you a lead or a cushion or so. I'm not convinced of any of that. The only thing I'm convinced about is special teams. That unit, how it's operated.
They played well this year.
And on them, thumbs up. Everybody else should sleep with one eye open.
Another thing I'll be watching on offense, could be his final game in Burgundy and Gold, Deebo Samuel. I know a lot of people were excited about that acquisition in the offseason. I think you've seen at times this season exactly what you were hoping to get from Deebo. At times, he's
afterburners were on the last time we saw him.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with him multiple games. I wish I could see more of what we did on Christmas. I thought he's really, really good in that game.
I agree.
Being used the various different ways that he was. But I know a lot of people are excited about him. He's been, like you said, up and down, I would say, a little bit. But beginning of the year, he was their best weapon. He was incredible on Christmas. Could be his final game in Burgundy and Gold. Just excited to see what he can do one final time out. We'll see if they re-sign him. But it's been a fun season with him.
I'm not mad at him at all. I would like to have seen more. I would like to have seen him with Terry.
Yes.
I would like to have seen a lot of things didn't happen. But that's their responsibility to go to a plan B. They're the people up all night figuring out, well, what if? What if? What if?
Yeah.
Figure it out. Do your job. No excuses. That's what I want. If he's back, he's back. If he's not, he's not. Whatever. Whatever it takes to get the right combination so we win games. That's all I care about.
Another thing I'll be keeping an eye out on the offensive side of the ball before we get to the defensive side. Brandon Coleman, he was limited yesterday in practice, but I would assume he's going to be able to go. If that's the case, he's filling in once again for Laramie Tunsil at
limited
left tackle.
For what?
I need to figure out exactly what it was. But
hell, he ain't played all damn near all year. What do you mean limited? He got some scratch. I thought he played well. I like him.
He's dealing with a knee injury.
Okay, well,
yesterday.
That's important. Yeah, you gotta do that. Big physical freak who should have been fresh. But see, that's the thing about it. You don't know who's going to be available. But I do keep track of people that are available and not available. But it can happen on any play. So who's the backup? Who fills in? Who's going to play? That's what they're paid to do. be prepared.
Yeah, I'm just excited to see him on the field because I still believe truly that he can play. I think he's one of their five best linemen, and I would like for him to get another opportunity to try to earn that left guard spot next year. We'll see if they bring back Chris Paul. He's a free agent, so maybe he ends up with that job by default if they don't bring back Chris Paul. But I'm excited to see him on the football field. I think he's a good offensive lineman, and when he gets opportunities to play, I think he's taking advantage of those.
Yeah, but give me Chris Paul. Give me a guy that turned himself into something that you weren't necessarily counting on. Nasty, big, physical freak, not injured, plays through it. Give me Chris Paul.
Defensive side of the football, some things that I'll be watching for. 95, Johnny Newton, 3 sacks on Christmas, was still a bit pretty bad in the run game, but showed up as a pass rusher, and that's why you drafted him, by the way. He wasn't supposed to be some run-stuffing defensive tackle. He's more so a pass-rushing defensive tackle. So to see him show up with 3 sacks, best game of his career, how does he follow that up? And we've wanted to see him make plays like that for a long time. So I'm not going to be overly frustrated with the run game stuff. I need to see him better against the run. There's no question. You don't play in the interior and suck as a run defender. Then you're kind of useless, right? But
yeah.
I've wanted to see those flashes his entire career, and we haven't seen him. You finally saw him on Christmas with 3 sacks. How does he follow that up?
Can't discount that. That's what we're looking for. What's his versatility? He's not big enough. Does he have any other talent that we can utilize? If not, it was an experiment that didn't work.
This is why I'm surprised a little bit. I know that DQ likes to run a 4 down. I'm surprised they didn't at least try a couple of times this year to run a 3 down and use him as an end in that sort of a defense where he's not truly lined up outside, but maybe he's like a 3 technique. I'm surprised they haven't tried some of that stuff with him. But also, this is where I think you have to pair him with the right defensive tackle. And it goes back to the Kinlaw signing. I don't think Kinlaw fits as a perfect match with him. They're similar in a lot of ways, even though their body types are different.
Mm-hmm.
They're more so penetrators, disruptors. He needs to be paired with someone like Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis are a perfect match with each other in Philly. Where Jordan Davis, he might not end up with body numbers, but you're not going to move him.
There you go. He's
and,
a base.
And Jalen Carter is the guy that is able to now go hunt.
Yeah, he's twitchy, even though he's a big dude as well. We're just not in a position to compare ourselves with anything the Eagles
do. No.
Because it warps your mind. You start thinking about them and us, there's no comparison. We have nothing in common with them.
I just think that they need a guy that's like that Jordan Davis type. Where he's going to be there. He's a big body. You're not moving him. And I think Deron Payne can do that. I think he's been solid and it'll be interesting to see what they do in the offseason.
He did.
I think that's a nice mix with those two.
He might have done it as well as he's ever done it.
Yeah.
But that he did. But we got gashed, and you got to figure out, if you can't stop the run, it's hard to be big time. But effort, yeah. Can't question effort. But results, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to see if he's able to have any sort of, is that an anomaly where you go back and go, remember when he had 3 sacks on Christmas? What the heck happened there? Yeah. I don't want that to be the case. But unfortunately for his career so far, that has been the case. That's the one time you're like, oh, Johnny Newton. It felt like you really noticed him.
Well, the question is the Eagles, it's going to be a good test because they're going to try to protect their backup quarterback because they don't want the starter to play.
Yeah.
Believe me on that. So it'll be fun to see.
Well, he may not even dress. So they'll do everything possible.
Well, that'll be interesting, not to dress.
I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do, but they're like you said, they are going to do everything possible not to play Jalen Hurts. They're going to try to protect him as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Couple of things to keep an eye on as well. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. Real quick, some milestones that we can keep an eye on, Doc. Bobby Wagner as a 1,995 career tackles. Only two players in NFL history have gotten to the 2,000 career tackle mark. Ray Lewis at 2059 and London Fletcher, the should-be Hall of Famer, at 2039. You could have Bobby Wagner with 5 tackles on Sunday becoming the third player ever with 2,000 career tackles.
Sure hope he gets it. And why wouldn't he? Because why would against Washington? I mean, come on. That's like
you walk into
a jewelry store and they don't have cameras.
Philly just wants the game over with. If they could, they'd skip ahead a week. So I bet you they're going to run the football just say, can we get this game over with as quickly as possible? Right? So he should get it. And I like, you know, we've talked about all year wanting to see Jordan McGee. Maybe it's something, get Bobby to that 2,000 tackle mark and let Jordan handle the rest.
That'd be good. That would please me. But if he has to play the whole game to get it, leave him and let him get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he deserves
absolutely.
That.
He gets precedence.
But
there.
In a perfect world, he's playing first down, and then he's out. You know, and we did that. Neil Okowitz played here on some great teams and started all those games. But you have got to put yourself in a position to where people aren't putting backs against guys that can't run.
Yeah.
It's fundamentally insane.
Mm-hmm.
If you're that trapped or strapped that that's your only solution, you got a bad solution.
One other thing to keep an eye on for milestones, Doc. Von Miller, one of the all-time great pass rushers, has 8 sacks this season to lead the team. On the all-time leaderboard, he's tied for 10th all-time with Richard Dent and John Randall at 137.5.
Mm-hmm.
He can tie DeMarcus Ware for 9th with 1 full sack. He can tie Terrell Suggs with 1.5 sacks. He's 2 sacks behind Jason Taylor, and he could become 1 of 6. He'd become the 7th player ever if he can get 2.5 sacks to get to 140 career sacks.
He ought to be the most motivated person in the stadium. What he's got to hope is that Philly has to throw or decides to throw. But you shouldn't have to fire him up for this one.
No.
He ought to be a raving lunatic. The question is going to be, do the Eagles flip it? I'm Philly. You're not coming down here setting all these damn records on us.
No.
At some point, it's going to become a manhood issue. You're not coming here to clown and break records and do all that on us. They may just try to prep themselves up, or maybe the guys that are playing are better than our starters. I know it's funny, but brace yourself.
Real quick, those mm-hmm. two guys, Bobby Wagner and Von Miller,
mm-hmm.
you think I have a feeling that Von Miller might come back for another year, might not be here, but I think he still got it. As if he were in the perfect role, which he was supposed to be here, where he's playing 30% of snaps and he's coming in on third and obvious and he, passing situations,
mm-hmm.
and he's just a pass rushing.
Not here for you to propel yourself to Canton. I'm here to win games, and I haven't won enough games with them this season for me to want to see any of them again. That's just me. But if you want to be a part of ceremonies and all these things for PR, knock yourself out. To me, if you can't beat them out, we're not very good. If that's the best you have, we're just not very good.
800-636-1067. We'll get to your phone calls next. What are you looking for in the final game of the season coming up on Sunday? What are you watching the game for? Also want to talk about the pass rush issues. How are they going to fix those going into next season? Again, 800-636-1067. You're listening to the Sports Junkies with Toby Altizer and Doc Walker filling in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Toby Altizer, Doc Walker in for the Junks today. Second day of the new year. Hopefully you had
think
a
the
great
fellas
new
slip
year.
In, sleep in? How do they do
I would
it?
Assume
There's
so.
No way they sleep in on a day on a day off, do they?
I don't know.
How do your body, how do you readjust this? To me, it's like I got punished. It was like to do what they do, as long as they've done it, being as good at that and having that type of chemistry, to be funny at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
At 6:30. That's the key to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
To have a sense of humor, to be engaging and doing this at this time. If they were on at 3 in the afternoon or what, if they had a p.m. shift, you would not be able to drive. They'd be wrecks on the Beltway because they'd have you cracking mm-hmm. up, laughing.
But 6 a.m.
Yeah, 6 a.m., man, come on. They deserve a medal, a Keysep medal for this, man.
100%.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. The Commanders will wrap up their season on Sunday as they'll take on the Eagles. What are some things that you're looking for in the game? Doc, anything specific you're looking for?
Young people to play. I want to see new people playing so that because next year's preseason to me is garbage. Then we'll be saying, oh, but nobody's playing again. Now you get a chance to play against the best talent you're going to play against for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Show me that you don't wet the bed. Show me that you've been in a system all year. You should be able to play a game or a half or a quarter. You'll never be able to convince me as to why some of these kids didn't play more on a unit that was mediocre. You'll never be able to explain that to me.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Vince is in Accokeek. Vince, what's going on?
Coach!
What's going on, guys?
How's it going, man?
Happy New Year.
So, Happy New Year to both of y'all. Doc, your last words have been my brain rot all year. On a staff that prided itself on being developmental people, and, you know, I guess the one thing I keep hearing from his initial press conference, and I'm talking about Dan Quinn, is that we don't just develop the young guys, but we develop old guys, you know, veterans too. We think that even in your latter years, you can still be developed. And that sticks out the most now because, like, that seems to be the only people that we care about. If you're not a geriatric, you got an AARP card and football years, you don't seem to get to play on this team. I don't really know what I'm expecting to see. I mean, play hard, you know, don't quit. Find a way to lose. What's the point of winning? But play hard. I guess for Bobby, I'm kind of sour on a Bobby getting the 2,000 because London should be in the Hall of Fame already. So, I mean, no discredit to Bobby. He put his blood, sweat, and tears on the field. But, you know, it makes me feel some type of way that Bobby's in with his 2,000. He's in without his 2,000. London got over 2,000, and he's still waiting at the front door.
Yes, good
don't
point.
Get that.
That's a good point.
And then my premise for everything, and this has been my premise for over 20 years now, we some pitching still we not. I don't believe in nothing this franchise is doing from AP on down. I barely even believe in Josh. And that's his track record from the Philadelphia 76ers. It had nothing to do with football, but at his ownership view, he takes a while to get rid of trash sometimes because of his loyalty or maybe his different business ventures. I don't know what his process is, but I don't trust anything. They're going to have to prove to me everywhere. From the janitor to you know, from AP down to the janitor.
Yeah.
We don't do anything well until they show me we do it well. I stop having rose-colored glasses at the age of 10. Like, we've been sorry for too long.
Hey, Vince, right, appreciate the phone call, brother. Man. It's funny he brings up seeing the young guys. So when we were working for G&D the other day, Ryan had put out a clip of us talking about Ben Sinnott, and someone replied, Mick, underneath the tweet on 106.7 The Fan's Twitter, said, you have to prove yourself on another team, get old, and only then can you come to D.C. and get overpaid in the process.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, hopefully you're right. I want to see some of these young guys get out on the field. And like you said, if they're going to treat the preseason anything like they did this year, this is where you get reps.
This is the best. Yeah. I want to see you on the big stage, even though we know Philly's pulled the plug. That's why I wish Philly still had something to play for, just for measuring. But I just want to know, and we won't know, because I doubt if the question will ever even come up, because we've been here all damn season and nobody's answered the question as to why. Medrano, I kept hearing, let's go back to camp. Wow. If I told you fast forward 15 weeks and I'm still got a question mark up on it, what would you say? How do you answer it? Why don't they play? Why haven't they played? Nobody knows. Well, I'll tell you what. I hope that what Vince said is not true, and these comparisons about how our ownership in Philadelphia has held on and stayed stuck on stupid as long as they have. I hope that's not what we do. I can tell you that right now. You can't be afraid to take action. If your gut tells you something's up, react to it. Because you're probably right. And so last year, this is a on-demand business. Everybody got paid. They did a phenomenal job 2 years ago. They did a horse manure job this year. So whatever we're at recently, you got to make a decision. Do you hang on, hold on, and hope? Or do you let your eyes and your ears work for you? That's what you're paid to do. That's why most wealthy people remain wealthy, because they make hard decisions that others can't make. So I can't wait for us to sign off on Sunday night, because to me, this season don't even start till Sunday night.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to JYD, Junkyard Dog. What's going on, man?
Hey, how y'all doing? Happy New Year.
KC.
All righty. Well, Doc, it's like this. I know you know this the song back in the day. It was called Mr. Big Stuff, Who Do You Think You Are?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with this team. You know, they talk big. And like you said, they have their press conferences, you know, during the after each game or whatever, and they talk about, you know, this player and these young players and this and that or whatever. But like you said, when it comes game time, who are you? Where are they? You don't see them. And like you just mentioned, the young guy, Sinnott. Yeah, he gets a few snaps, but I want to see this guy play a whole game. I'm not interested in whether Wagner gets 2,000 sack tackles or the guy Von Miller gets gets another sack or two or whatever. Like you said, this is not a AARP rest home. And if that is the case, then you need to change the name to say it's the rest home.
Appreciate the phone call, man. He's not wrong.
No, he's not. But you know, he's not wrong. But he's not going to be in that room when these decisions are made. None of us will be. I'm not certain everyone even agrees with it, but that's not really relevant. What's relevant is that. Are you going to BS yourself and talk yourself into not accepting what you've seen? This didn't happen by accident.
800-636-1067. Sean is in Woodbridge. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, Sean.
All right. Me, personally, I just think people are really overreacting. Good grief. This is ridiculous. If I'm not mistaken, was this team not on running on all cylinders, you know what I'm saying, in San Diego? And there's a thing where I will say depth may hurt this team more than age, because when Eckler went out, that's when you started to see things change. I think depth hurt this team more than age did. That defense was on full blast. You know what I'm saying? The first three or four games of the season, them dudes is playing ball. But when you lose and you don't have depth, that's what killed this team. Age has nothing to do with this. You know what I'm saying? The thing is you, it's hard for a team with no depth to generally get past that situation. If Jaden doesn't get hurt, your guy Eckler doesn't get hurt, you know what I'm saying? Then you have a situation where your defense didn't lose all four defensive ends. Man, you don't have this record. You lost to the Bears by 1 point from a bad handoff, which you shouldn't have been handling the ball off in wet weather in the first place. You know what I'm saying? You should have just went on manager and said, you know what, we'll just go ahead and put this thing off.
Appreciate, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate it, Sean.
All right.
I think so. I don't disagree with his point, except for the issue is the reason why the depth was the problem and you needed the depth is because you signed old players to start.
Sean still has some of that champagne.
Did he say they should punt on 3rd and 1 with a chance to win the game with the first down?
Well, also,
champagne.
You should be handing the ball off, but get under center and two hands on the football.
Shall we remind our listening audience? Was off. Put your warm-up off, all your gear, and realistically say we accepted the fact that we won skinny, by the smallest of margins. Accept the fact that if those don't happen, where would you have been? And have you just continued over from that? Did you get off by the skin of your teeth, rather? Don't talk yourself into thinking you were better than you really were.
Yeah.
You were playing with fire. You were on the line. Admit it. And you won, and it worked. Now it didn't. Now you're going to talk yourself into running that back. What are you running back? Somebody got to walk in and take themselves out of the clown show and say, maybe we're just not that good for a reason. Fix it. How are you going to fix it? Really, it's going to take some guts and courage to fix it. Because you might have just been getting played. This might be an illusion that you bought into, and none of it may be real. And if that's the case, you want to look into next season, expectations? How much money are you going to put on that? It's a possibility. May sound crazy, but what they just showed me was crazy.
Yeah, I want winning football. Plain and simple.
Yeah, well, you better figure out how to stick to fundamentals, zip your lip, and be judged by performance, not the speech. What do you come up with? Oh, what's your record? Wasn't there a guy that used to say you are what your record is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll see.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Final game of the regular season comes up on Sunday. What are some things that you're watching for on Sunday during that game? Again, 800-636-1067. Toby Altizer, Doc Walker sitting in for the Junks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Final game of the regular season coming up on Sunday. Commanders taking on the Eagles up in Philly to close out the season. Commanders are playing their backups because of injuries. Philly playing their backups because they have nothing to play for. I mean, am I wrong, though, Doc?
No, you're not. Unfortunately, you're not. Oh, man. It is, you know, this is what can happen. This is what happens when it goes haywire. But who's going to make the decisions? When do they make these decisions? And the likelihood of how do you improve your team? Which, that's the fun part.
Yeah.
Once we get through what we got to get through.
Well, unfortunately, I've been doing this for about 5 or 6 weeks. Looking ahead to how can you improve you going into next year?
Yeah, you and Sheehan have been your mocks, your drafts, the whole 9 yards. It's a lot of work, but it's a leisure, it's a passion. Edge rusher. If we were to come out of this draft without an edge rusher, how likely would that be? Is that possible?
I think you need to be some sort of an idiot to not walk away with somebody.
Okay.
800-636-1067. David Bailey, that kid from Texas Tech yesterday, was awesome.
The bend. I mean, it's like.
Well, I also like a guy that plays that position. Mm-hmm. It's not quite the same as wide receiver and corner where they got to look all good and they got to look all snazzy with all their gear.
Yeah.
But edge rushers now will try to throw in a little swag. That dude had the least amount of swag on the field I've ever seen, but he's making plays. Makes me like him because he's just a football player.
He's just playing. There's it's a gold rush, you know, and people know that it's so hard to get. I mean, there's six of them. We thought the quarterback thing, I always say, is 12. That may be a stretch.
Yeah.
Out of 32 of a profession where they pay you gobs of money and you've only got maybe 12 that you could stand up for and fight for, you got an edge rusher community. What are they, six, seven?
Yeah, not a lot.
Not out of 32. And this left tackle deal. So everybody's got one. That's pretty well stated. But it's one of those things that where you got to have it. You absolutely do. Mariota, if I'm a pro team now, he's on my list.
Yeah.
Then I'm trying to take him away from you. It's an asset because if my guy gets nicked, I don't want to trash my season, which should be the value system that you're thinking about here as well. But I'm not certain that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, like teams even that aren't necessarily using him truly as like a backup or might be an insurance policy. Like if I were Minnesota and I still don't know about JJ, I might bring in someone like Mariota and say, you're going to have an opportunity in camp to see what you can do against this guy. Or if JJ just sucks again to start the year, after week four, you could be my starting quarterback going forward. And, you know, they're trying to win there. They have guys, I mean, Justin Jefferson's been the ultimate professional as a wide receiver, but at some point you got to think that he's going to get fed up with losing football and not getting the ball enough. So those sort of situations, or if you're, you know, I think the Raiders with the number one overall pick will probably just take Mendoza, but think about some of the other teams. What's going to happen with Pittsburgh if Aaron Rodgers is done? What's going to happen with the New York Jets? And they have picks up high, but do they opt to pass on a quarterback? So I think there are teams around the NFL, the Colts, what are they going to do with Daniel Jones coming off an injury? And are they going to bring him back? And even when he comes back, is he going to be the same guy? So,
but look how people are missing on the quarterback position.
Yes.
Richardson.
Yeah.
He's awful.
Well, and sometimes I wonder, sometimes these people, I'm not shocked when a guy like Anthony Richardson misses. You're trying to make him something that he's not, which is a good quarterback. He's not.
No.
Never was at Florida.
No.
So then what makes you think he's going to be good in the pros?
Well, this is the level of people that are making these decisions with these multi-million dollar programs.
I mean, he's a fun dream, right? Someone his size that can run with his arm strength, great.
Yeah, if I have an all-pro starter, he's a project, and I'm good enough to where I can invest him being 3 years in the minors. It's like baseball. If I can send him down and put him in the minors and let him work his way up, the NFL doesn't have that. So that's just a bad pick.
Well, I mean, look, the best quarterback in the league sat a year to start his career. He had
with
to learn.
Randy.
Because, by the way, he was someone, too, that was viewed as a project.
Right.
And he sat for a year behind the ultimate professional, a guy that played the quarterback position very cerebrally, right? Someone like Alex Smith. So, yeah, I don't think it's crazy.
Yeah, that's it's a winning formula, but it hasn't gone way across the board. These pro teams, you got to invest so much into this position because without it, you have no chance.
None. Well, and that to me is why if you're this team going into next year, if you didn't have Jaden Daniels and you didn't feel like you had the quarterback position figured out, I mean, we'd be, heck, right back in the mire and misery that we'd been in for 30 years.
And you should be. Yeah, you should be. Hitting on draft picks, then getting the right free agents. Look, I'm not down on the way they went. They did what they had to do. They took over for Coach Dum Dum and that whole group of clowns. And they went out and got older people, rebuilt it, and were one win away. They earned that by being able to put it together, but it's not sustainable. So it was a one-and-done shot. But then they didn't act like it this year because they acted as if it's sustainable. It's not, because the age of your people. You basically just got run down, and you're one injury or so away from mediocrity. And that's what ended up happening. Whether you want to admit it or not, that's what happened. So now what are you going to do about it? Because you got away with murder until you didn't.
So I was listening to a podcast today, and I think something that we haven't talked about here locally a ton.
Dude, what time did you wake up? 2 a.m.?
I was listening driving in.
Oh, okay.
But they brought up a good point that when you look at where we're at, the Commanders and their roster going forward, they don't have the picks. But the one positive would be that their cap situation is in a pretty good spot because the contracts that are big are not bad. The guys that they've acquired that didn't work out, like a Lattimore, you're off of him after this year. You can go ahead and move on and you can save cap space. A Bobby Wagner, who has turned into someone that you don't feel good about playing, that's a one-year deal. Von Miller, like, so there's pros and cons. The con is you traded draft picks for Marshawn Lattimore and it didn't work out, and so you're without those resources. The positive is at least you're not screwed up with your cap situation. So if you want to find a silver lining in this, at least their cap situation's in a spot where they can still make things work. The unfortunate part is the free agent class for this year kind of sucks. So even though you got cap space, I don't know that there's huge amounts of difference makers that you can go sign with that excess money that you have.
That's a good point. Because you don't know till it's too late. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And then who's making the evaluation? Who decides who we get and what we need? And can you have that person speaking now if they're not ahead of a offense or defense? I mean, who's your coordinator? Who's going to run the offense next year? Are you waiting on Kingsbury to be given a job?
Yeah.
Or are you going to make a decision on whether you want to retain his services? You got to be in an aggressive position, not passive. I don't be sitting around here waiting on somebody else to determine my fate. I think that's garbage.
We talked a little bit about the pass rush. I want to talk about that next. How much do you think an improved pass rush will fix the defense's issues? Sometimes we oversimplify things, but is it as simple as if you get a pass rush, this team's defense looks a lot different next year?
All the corners are much better immediately.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that next. How much would an improved pass rush fix the defense's issues? 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Toby Altizer and Doc Walker in for the Junkies.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.